Belfast City Councillor has removed an IRA sign attached to a lamppost in West Belfast. The SDLP Councillor Tim Atwood is with us this morning. Good morning to you. Morning, Tim.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. So where was it? What did it say? What did you do?
Yeah, well, this is an IRA sign with a Kalashnikov symbol above it at the corner of Northumberland Street and Falls Road. And if anybody knows that area, it is literally 20 yards or 30 yards from the Peace Line. And after we took down a similar sign outside the Royal Victoria Hospital, on the basis that that's a shared site, a facility used by staff and patients from across Belfast, across Northern Ireland, and should be cross-community and should be protected as shared space. Rightly, a number of people contacted me and said, surely a similar symbol outside, located close to the Peace Line between the Falls and the Shankill was equally unacceptable, and I accept that point. And so we took that sign down also.
So what did you do? Was it you? And did you get the ladders out or what?
Yes, just me and a colleague got the ladders out and took it down on Saturday morning. And again,
You not frightened?
Well, there's always risk in politics in Northern Ireland. But again, I think that we all have a duty to show leadership. And, in some ways, these are small gestures because, obviously, we need to protect shared spaces around hospitals, and we need to send a sign that the Peace Line should be free from illegal symbols that may cause offence to one community or the other. So I think it was the right thing to do. People had contacted me. I'd said on Talkback a couple of weeks ago that we wanted to take it down, and we did that.
But how come you can get the ladder out, take these down, and the police can do nothing? Can do nothing is probably not true. Won't do anything unless there's a danger to life. Department of Infrastructure go on this little merry-go-round about multi-agency approaches. They own the lamppost. They'll do nothing. And you're going out there on a Saturday with your ladder. Like, does this feel right?
No, well, it's not right. And we know that there is signs across Belfast, across Northern Ireland, that are illegal. Related to terrorist paths that should be not there, and the police should be acting. But let's be honest, this is a failure in political leadership. We all have responsibilities. I'm a local councillor, and what we did was a small step in sending the signal out that we need to protect shared spaces. I think what is important is that there is a unity of action politically. Why not? Can the unionists and nationalists come together and take down some of the illegal signs that are outside shared spaces like Cantrell Close? That would be a gesture to say that we do not want illegal signs, especially outside shared communities.
Describe the sign to us.
It's the symbols IRA and with a Kalashnikov above it. People might have been familiar with the similar sign in South Armagh during the height of the conflict. It's a similar sign that went up. Some of them went up quite some time ago, but clearly when we were contacted to say they were offensive, we wanted to act as quickly as possible.
So if you want to have a look at this sign, it's on my Twitter feed now, at Stephen Nolan. Seriously, though, are you not concerned about security now? Like, where does this stop? If more people contact you about paramilitary signs, are you going to take more down?
Well, again, I think that the principle I've taken in this case is that very clearly the Royal Victoria Hospital, any hospital or school, should be seen as shared spaces. You know, there's thousands of people go in through the Falls Road of the Royal Victoria Hospital every day, staff, patients, carers, and it's important that we ensure that is a protected shared space. And equally, This sign was close to the Peace Line, close to the Falls and Shankill. Hundreds or thousands of people travel through there every day, including tourists as well. And I think it's important that we send a signal that those illegal signs from the past are completely unacceptable. There's many other...
You say these signs are in shared spaces. Is everywhere in Northern Ireland not a shared space?
Well, in some ways they are, and that's a wider conversation. I think those signs that are specifically, and we know in the past there's been symbols outside churches that have been taken down, and in the past there's been some brave people in other places have taken down illegal signs as well. I think especially where they're outside shared communities or shared spaces like hospitals, like schools, or where people live that are shared spaces like Cantrell Close, why not have a conversation between unionists and artists, and together take some of those signs down. Not as poking somebody in the eye, but just a recognition that in terms of trying to create a more generous, reconciled society, that we send a message to those from either side of the community who want to put up illegal signs or signs from the past that people find offensive. They should be taken down from those areas that are most sensitive, especially areas like shared spaces.
So are you asking unionist politicians to follow your lead? Is this what you're saying?
Well, you know, I think the SDLP is up for that debate and conversation. I think we need to show leadership. You know, without the Assembly, it's difficult to see where the leadership is going to come from up there. So why not have local leadership where nationalists and unionist politicians come together and say, you know, we need a wider debate about this, because obviously there's flags that are offensive across the north, and the parades, the Flags Commission will have to address that in the future if we ever get a report. But why not in local situations where we know there's flags that are causing offence outside shared spaces, why do we not come together and take some of them down?
Well, but let's talk about the elephant in the room here. You know, the police have done nothing. Diddly squat about this. And the Department of Infrastructure, they're doing nothing either. And I guess the elephant in the room, Tim, as you well know, is that if this were to gain momentum, there is the prospect of people climbing up those lampposts getting attacked.
Well, I'm not encouraging anybody to put their lives in danger. I've taken a small step. There's many political symbols in West Laois that personally I have difficulty with. I'm not talking about those type of symbols. These were two symbols, to me, from the past, that shouldn't be there, that I think cause offence when we're trying to protect shared spaces. So I'm not saying I've done anything major here. They're small gestures. What I'm saying is,
You've done more than the police can do with all of the protection that they have. With, you know, they can go out if they want to in sixes and sevens. They've got body armour, they've got guns, you know, and they won't do this.
Well, and obviously they're trying to balance up the security, and I think the police need to do more where there's illegal flags and illegal symbols up. But what I'm just arguing is, in a small way, that in some places where we know there's flags or symbols that are offensive, why can we not come together and take some of them down as a sign of reconciliation and support for each other's communities?
You said you did this in the morning. Did you do it really early in the morning?
Well, the one in the Royal Victoria Hospital was 9 o'clock at night. The other one was at 7 o'clock in the morning.
7 o'clock in the morning?
But then again,
you got up early.
Well, no, my kids are up at 6 o'clock in the morning, so 7 o'clock is not early for me. It might be for you, but not for me.
Let us know what you think of this. 030-30-80-55-55. Graham in Portadown. Morning, Graham.
Good morning, Stephen. Let's call this for what it is. This is just another political stunt. Yes, they took one off outside the Royal Victoria a few weeks ago, but I think that was followed, which preceded was the Belfast initiative by the East Belfast community. They sort of took the limelight away from them. This is just a political stunt. The SDLP are on this morning going, oh, what great fellows we are, but this isn't about taking signs down.
Well, they've taken down an illegal sign, which is promoting violence. It has a Kalashnikov on it and the IRA on it.
Wow, I'm super impressed. I'd be super impressed if you'd done a square mile. They get up early in the morning, so there's nobody awake. They skulk up, they take one sign down, and they get in the radio calling, oh, look what we have did, and we get political gain out of this. And, oh, we've got to.
Well, so it's better for. It's better. First of all, we asked them on the show. Secondly, is it not better one of those hideous signs is down rather than being up?
I don't care if they're up or down. They don't offend me in any shape, form, or fashion. I'm not that easy offended. But this is for what it is. This is just a political stunt for the SDLP. Yes, they pulled one down outside the Royal, and they probably pick one sign, very well picked sign, in what do you call an area which they could crow about. The first thing they do is get on the radio on Monday morning and go, look what we have done. Aren't we such great fellows? Well, do you know what? If you're such great fellows, get up there, spend 2 days taking them all down for about a square mile,
Tim?
Then come back and I'll give you a clap on the back.
Tim?
But again, I'm not saying this is anything significant. I'm just saying it's a small gesture. And let's be honest,
it's a political stunt.
People contacted me, especially about the Royal Victoria Hospital, and any hospital in the north, or any school, in my view, should be protected as shared spaces. So
come on, Tim. Call
hold on, let him finish. Hold on, let him finish.
You may call it whatever you want. I'm just telling you exactly what happens.
Well, so people, we all know what it is.
People contacted me in relation to the Royal Victoria Hospital. And then subsequently, once they heard we did Royal, they actually legitimately asked a question about a similar sign close to the Peace Line in the Falls in Shankill. And we made the political decision that I think, in response to those complaints, we acted in concert with contacting. I'm not saying... I'm absolutely honest with you. It is a small gesture of reconciliation.
It accounts for nothing.
Here's Brian in West Belfast. Morning, Brian. Thank you, Graham. Morning, Brian.
Good morning, Stephen. Stephen, unfortunately, this problem is not going to go away. It's going to go on for years and years and years, especially the flag situation. All over the place. I was over in Cornwall there a couple of weeks ago.
Never mind Cornwall.
What I want to say is, not that I was looking for any, but I couldn't see one flag anywhere in England. Not one flag. Here we have them here for about 6 months a year. And that's, I mean, it's not going to go away. You know, year by year, it's getting worse. And it's just, I mean, it's inbred in certain families and people, so them and children. And this is going to carry on for years. I mean, it's ridiculous. So it is ridiculous that and the sign you're talking about. Yes, fair play for taking the sign down. No need for them now in this day and age. No need for them at all.
Is the does this not, Brian, lead us to focusing on the question: if a political representative can get a ladder and take these down, why can't the lawful authorities do it?
That's why I say it's a joke.
Where are they?
Well, it's just a joke that... I said, well, I suppose it is dangerous, true, but at the same time, fair play for doing it. You know, I mean, we think across the... You know, what do you call that estate there where Jimmy Bryson was on about last week?
Cantrell Close.
But no, like, when you think about it, the banners, the atrocities, we all know how bad they were. Terrible. And he said he wanted to show people what we all know what the IRA did. But why put those signs up? Why? I mean, that's just intimidation. We all know what it is, you know. And why doesn't the politicians, unionist politicians, get together and say, hold on, that's wrong. Take them down. You're only causing problems. I've never seen it from unionist politicians coming out in force and saying, no, this is right, this is church based. It's wrong to do this. We're trying to live together here. They never do, Stephen, never. And I don't know the reason for it. They're afraid of upsetting certain individuals or certain groups, you know. And that's what should happen. People, I said before on the programme, people will get together here and say, enough's enough. Enough's enough. But what's happening here? It's going to happen every year.
I think it's important for everybody to think what has happened here, because the symbolism behind what Tim Atwood has done is actually worthy of a lot of thought. So he's got the ladder out. He's climbed up. He has taken a sign which glorifies violence, which depicts an illegal paramilitary organisation. He has thrown it into the bin and he has sent that public photograph out of an illegal sign in the bin. So he's done that. Meanwhile, the police, they do nothing. Meanwhile, the authorities, like the Department of Infrastructure, etc., they do diddly squat as well. And that's what one man and his ladder can achieve.
Now,
is it naive? Is it dangerous? You know, what happens next?
The question asked the PSNI is, why can't you do what this individual did? And they have all the powers to do that. The question is, why don't you do it? I mean, are they using the law as an excuse? Which, you know, I mean, there's no excuse at all. The lamppost belongs to the... Well, the lamppost belongs to the taxpayers, you know. That's the question should be asked in the PSNI. If an individual can do it, why can't they do it?
Jimmy Bryson has been tweeting this morning. He's upset, Tim Atwood, with what you've said about the signs in Cantrell Close. He's with us now. What's upset you this morning? Good morning.
Well, no, I just quickly, obviously, I think the point needs to be clarified, Mr. Atwood. I think on two occasions it referred to illegal can't mind whether he showed illegal banners or illegal flags outside Camptrail Close. That is quite simply a lie. There are no illegal flags or no illegal banners out or around or near Camptrail Close. And just while we're collecting that, I think we also need to highlight that last night the Alliance Party, astonishingly, put out a statement labelling a banner which belongs to the Ulster Volunteer Force Regimental Band, which is in no way linked, absolutely in no way linked, to any paramilitary organisation, and labelled the banner of that band as paramilitary. Now, if anybody wants to search the regimental band of the UVF, they're invited to play at City Hall, they're invited to play all across the world. They're one of the finest and most professional marching bands that you could find.
Not what we're talking about this morning, though.
Let's just make the point while we have the platform to clarify some of the
You've got the platform to talk about what we're talking about today. Do you congratulate Tim Atwood for taking down an IRA sign?
Well, it's a stunt, isn't it? But, you know, it's an IRA sign. It is a stunt.
Would you rather the sign was up?
It's a publicity stunt by the... Look, it's a matter for the national It is a matter for the national
community. You don't support anybody that takes IRA signs down, though?
Stephen, you'd need to get up a wee bit early in the morning if you want to catch me with this. I want to see exactly where you're going with this. It's a matter for the nationalist community to deal with. It is in their community. And if the SDLP want to take it down, that's a matter for the nationalist community.
Why? Why is it not a matter for society? Why are you always... them and us. Why are you never talking about all of us in Northern Ireland?
Well, Stephen,
matter for the nationalist community?
You want me to highlight where you're going with this? You want me to say, well done, Tim Atwood, for taking this IRA banner down, and then your next step will be saying to me, well, should a unionist politician go and take a flag down within the unionist community? That's where you're trying to go with this. So I'm not going on that dance with you. So here's where we are. It's a matter for the nationalist community. The sign was in the nationalist community, and it's a matter for them political representatives. Tim Atwood has taken that decision. That's fine.
The sign was outside a hospital.
It was in the nationalist community. It was in the nationalist community. In my view, it's good that it's down, but at the end of the day, it's a matter for the nationalist community. It's in the nationalist community.
Tim?
It's not in the unionist community.
Well, it's not a stunt. It's just a small gesture. And the Belfast Royal Victoria Hospital is actually a small city that has staff, patients from across Belfast, across community, across Northern Ireland. So it is right that everybody, whether it's national or unionist, should be in unison and united in saying that, as it has been for the last 40 years, space free from political symbols. But it's important to protect those type of shared spaces. And the sign was outside the Falls Road entrance, which is used by staff and patients and carers on a day-to-day basis in their thousands. So it's right that everybody should come out and say we should protect those spaces. I think there is a legal flag sign across Belfast City. So the police should be...
Well, hold on, do you take back your statement that there's illegal banners or flags
There's illegal signs across Belfast.
Do you take down your...
I'm speaking. It's right that the police should act in those cases. The challenge for all of us is we should have a vision of what we want for the future in relation to issues like flags. We should have a joint vision. And one of the small steps, Jamie, we could do is places like Camptrail Close, new communities that are shared, that we work together to ensure that they are shared. And whether they're illegal or banners that cause offence, we should remove them. That's a small, simple principle. Well, we should be united.
Hold on here. You've moved back. You've backtracked.
I haven't.
Because initially on the radio this morning, there was illegal banners or illegal flags outside Camptrail Close. Now you appear to be moving away from that. So now we're on to offensive symbols and who defines what's offensive and who's not. This is the issue we have. We come out with these grand statements, like there's an illegal flag, like the Lions Party last night. This is a paramilitary banner. But when we actually drill down, those statements aren't factually correct. Now, I've come on this morning and I tweeted to challenge you and say that you were making factually incorrect statements. You have now moved away from that. Let me ask you a very straight question, Tim. You come on the BBC this morning, the biggest show in the country, and you stated that there was illegal flags or banners outside of Camptrail Close. You now retract that statement?
The challenge for us all, Jamie,
Tim, let him answer it.
For all of us, Jamie, is that we come together as unions and nationalists and communities like Camptrail and others across Northern Ireland where flags, illegal and others, have been put up, which are there to mark territory and cause offence to those new communities. We should be protecting those communities. That's what we should be doing. That's the sensible way forward. That's what responsible leadership is. You may not want to take that step. I think others should come together and take those steps collectively.
Okay, well, Tim, that's lovely, nice, fluffy statement you've made there. Very nice. Let's actually deal with the question. Do you retract the statement?
For goodness sake, you're obsessed with Cantrell Close. We are not talking about Cantrell Close this morning, are we?
If anybody else...
It's not what we're talking about.
If anybody else on your show, if any other politician, if the DUP, if anybody else made a factually incorrect statement like that, which is just factually incorrect, made a statement like that,
and I think,
you would be the first
and I
to hound him.
And I think, I think you have made that point. What we're talking about today is illegal paramilitary signs being taken down by locally elected representatives while the police look on and do nothing. While the authorities look on and do nothing. Like, where is this going to end and what should we all say about it? When the people who we pay to be the authorities in the country, when the people who we respect to be the authorities are impotent and do absolutely nothing, is that the way we want to go?
Well, as I said at the start of the programme, it's a matter for communities within their own community to self-regulate. And Tim Atwood has self-regulated on behalf of the
national community. And as I said to you, maybe it's bigger than just looking upon it as one community. Maybe this is something for us all to look at collectively. And
how do you define it? What Tim Atwood is, I suppose, encouraging people to take the step of taking down what he would define. We've moved away from illegal now, thankfully, but we're on to now offensive flags and symbols. So could he tell me what he actually defines as offensive? For example, is the Union flag offensive?
Jamie, it's very simple. You won't want to go here, but nationalists and unionists should be coming together. As I understand, they've come together in the Flags Commission. Unfortunately, we have to wait till there's working executives.
The Flags Commission is a nonsense. It's going nowhere.
You would say that, but you think everything's a nonsense from any other side of the community. What is important is sensible unionist and national leaders come together, and where there is illegal or offensive flags, or offensive symbols, and let's be honest, the symbols that have gone up in recent weeks have caused offence. And in those communities that are clearly shared, outside shared spaces, we should be working together. I'm not encouraging anybody to act independently in contentious areas, because obviously there are risks. But surely there is a responsibility on unionist and nationalist leaders to come together on those, especially as a first step, as a small step in reconciliation, to say we're going to remove some of those offensive symbols and illegal flags.
Okay,
outside charity.
Okay, here's Damien and Derry. Morning, Damien.
How are you doing, Stephen?
Go ahead, Damien.
Stephen, you've covered Graham on there, a regular, I believe, and Jamie then, and both are very angry about Tim taking down this sign. They're calling it a political stunt. Like, to most people, that must seem strange. Unionists are angry about a nationalist taking down an IRA sign, but it's perfectly obvious why they're angry, because it's because it highlights the difference between the nationalist community and the unionist community. Not all unionists, let me say, but a large rump of unionism at the minute. And that is that nationalists want to move on. They want to put the past behind them. Whereas there's a large section of the unionist community and Jamie's loyalist community.
Well, these are broad statements you're making here, aren't they? Sweeping statements you're making.
Keep fighting. They want to
Yeah, your phone. I know you're calling this from Derry. Your phone is cutting out. Marion Lurgan. Morning, Mary.
Good morning, Stephen. Stephen, listen. If you and me were to do that tonight, go take flags down, would we not be lifted? Would we not be arrested for doing that?
Listen,
I think it's up to the police, it's their job to do that,
Mary,
to take that on board and
Mary,
do that.
Mary, here's the farce of this, right? Mm-hmm. Here's the farce of this. If I think back way back to the days when I was presenting on City Beat, for goodness sake, 20 odd years ago, from then following right through, I've covered stories where the council has been fining people for putting up fly posters on council property promoting a local band.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So if you try to promote a Friday night disco, you'll get fined, put a Kalashnikov up on a lamppost and put IRA on it, and nobody will touch it.
Well, then, what is the police force there to do? What are they there for? What are they doing?
Well, they're doing nothing, as opposed to illegal flags on lampposts. They say they will only act if there is
a
danger to life.
They didn't agree to something about you, and you were someone said, Stephen Nolan is out there taking that down. Stephen Nolan, the police would be straight there and Stephen Nolan would be arrested.
Well, I'm not sure they would, because what's happening now is...
Well, maybe you would get off it, Stephen, because you're Stephen Nolan, I don't know. But my point to you today is, in 1973, I lost a husband in 1973 at 23, shot dead by UVF. I was told in the HCT programme that I received years and years, 40-odd years later, too late, that there wasn't enough police force in the area, in Kennedy Way, Stockman's Lane, to go to a dying man and a 14-year-old, too, as well. And I was, it's down in black and white in the report, there wasn't enough police force in the area that day to cover, to stop what was happening. So is that still today's date, 2018, that we're living in, is that still the point? There's not enough police force to go do anything to stop killings happening, to stop flags going up, Stephen. You tell me, what way is society now that the government has let this go?
So what do you think should be? Do you congratulate Tim Atwood or do you condemn him for doing this?
Not really, because I don't think he should have had to take that on board, Stephen, to do that. I really don't. Fair play to him, yes, if he felt he was doing right by doing it. But he took a thing in his own hands to do that. He could have been something horribly could have went wrong with him as well doing that. Do you understand me? You know? Wasn't up to him to do that. That was up for him to ring the police and say, look, I need a couple of boys down here. I want that removed. That's not appropriate.
Well, the police won't
get them
do
down.
It. But the police just won't do it.
Hmm?
The police will not do it.
But that's what I'm asking you, why? If you went out today and drove a car with no tax insurance, you would be got as well.
Well, if you want me to say it out loud, why won't they do it? Because there are certain situations in Northern Ireland where the lawful authorities, they do not intervene into illegality. There are different laws where the police do not intervene when the law is clearly being broken, because what they do is they take a view for the better good. If they intervened, then there may be, that may provoke even more violence, that may provoke a riot, that might endanger some of their officers. So it is clear, I think it's a clear statement of fact, that it is very unlikely.
They put a uniform on in the call of duty. That is their call of duty to do so. Like if I put on the uniform, that was mine, I would have to do it. That they were supposed to, if it's to save a life or do something or take that down, by all means, get them in and do it. In America, they wouldn't even think twice. The boys would be sent in, down they would go, and that'd be the end of it. But in Northern Ireland, same old story. They sit there, they do nothing.
I think in Northern Ireland, the story is that if you're a law-abiding citizen, And you want to put a small conservatory on your house, the council and the authorities will come after you big time if you breach even a little bit of not filling in a form about building control. If you take a Kalashnikov symbol and you promote shooting people in the head and blowing them up, all of the authorities in this country will look on and say, work away, we can't do anything about that.
Is there any wonder, Stephen Nolan, today, till today, that Stormont is the way they are, they still can't get round the table, too much bitterness there as well? Is it any wonder that we're not dealing with anything more than flags?
We've got to pause there. Jimmy, thank you. Tim Atwood, thank you. We'll get the news. It's 9:33.